We're gonna do it. But that's what I say.
He's gonna freak. He's gonna flip the fuck out.
But that's why I need a burner phone, flip phone, no internet, phone he's number only, be like no texting, just a phone. And if I can get that,
his fingers are going to be like,
well, lucky you.
So the big question is this: how are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
So, welcome back. I can't stop looking at our new decor over there. That way.
Yeah.
Kind of adding something to this room a little bit.
A little something.
So, I think that suits vibe is starting to kind of happen.
Probably
a little bit too much.
Probably.
6 weeks ago, roughly, maybe 4.5, 5 weeks ago, we kind of started this thing about having talk about on this podcast couples that work together, live together, obviously, marry together, they have business together, kind of the how that works, how these entrepreneur type couples, not customers, but couples can really put up with each other, you know, live with each other, work with each other 24/7. And we kind of started to go down that route podcast before last.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And I think we kind of got to fast forward and kind of get caught up here. So this is really, you know, of the 5-part series, and series one, hopefully McKenna can link it back, was the podcast before last. And now we're committed. We're committed, at least.
We're committed.
To continue this. And this is going to be kind of the second part of that series. And one of the things, like, as we were talking about just before we kind of hit that record button there, was the balancing act. And the balancing act of really having our personal relationship versus kind of our work relationship. And a lot of people talk about that work-life balance, and we said it before, we'll say it again, we don't believe in that for us. It's what works for us. But that balancing act between what is work, what is personal, and kind of what our shared vision and mission is for our company and what we do versus even our personal lives and how that actually intersects with each other, or if it even does.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
But I mean, if we try to say this is our work life and this is our personal life, it doesn't go like this. It goes like this. I mean, it's just kind of.
But is that normal? Like other, you know, we have other friends that are, you know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. They work together. They're entrepreneurs together. And things are cut and dry. I think. For them. I think so. For them.
Maybe.
But for us, things aren't so cut and dry.
Do you think it's because of the nature of what we do? I mean, you're on 24/7 just by the very nature of what you do.
It's just who I am. But you're
also your industry.
Yeah, for our industry. But I think for who I am, I'm definitely kind of always going. And I have a hard time slowing down.
Yes, you do.
I have a very difficult time slowing down. And I don't think it's really largely a customer, you know, service basis. Like you're always getting the call or working on a problem. Largely, I don't have to work on some of those problems. I don't have to take some of those calls, but I do. Mm-hmm. But you do as well. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you on a Saturday evening, on a Sunday morning, on a Sunday night, on a Wednesday afternoon, on a Wednesday before 6 a.m., on a Thursday after 8 p.m. I've seen you with those phone calls. I've seen your iPhone go ding.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, I don't know how to say. I mean, I don't mind it, but I don't think you mind mine dinging as well every so often. But there does become that breaking point.
There becomes that breaking point. Yeah.
Are you patient about it? Or do you think this too shall pass? Or do you think if he gets one more ding?
I think it all depends on what the week has been like, what the weather's like. I mean, where I'm at with everything, I think it depends on a lot of things. I'm typically pretty patient and typically pretty just kind of go with the flow. But there's been a couple times lately where I'm like, you know what? If something else or someone else comes ahead of me right now, I'm going to blow my top. But those times are few and far between, I think.
I know. I'm the same way. Like, whenever you get those messages, I very rarely, if at all, ever say anything. Mm-hmm. I'm oftentimes, like, intrigued. Like, what's going on over there? It's kind of like, you know, what's going on in that corner? What are they chatting about? And not in a bad way, just like, you know, you're kind of curious what's going on. Like, my world's boring. I mean, I have things that are broke, so you go fix it. There's not really a lot of drama going on.
No.
In your world, it's not really drama to you. It's the course of business. For me, it's just like, I wonder what's going on over there. And largely, I'd never find out, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't know. I think usually we're pretty patient with each other.
We are.
I think when it gets to be where, like, you can't even eat dinner or drive to the grocery store or...
But let's take a step back
without
in time.
Your phone dinging, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Let's go back to the 24-year-old version of yourself, and let's go back to the 24-year-old version of myself. Do you think we could have done this at this level, at that age?
Yes and no.
I agree with you.
I mean, at that age, I was extremely busy with very different things. Mm-hmm. So it's not like... Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm any more busy than I've ever been. It's just a different kind of busy. And so I was working full time and raising babies and going to school and doing all the things.
Do you think that we could have ran this business in such a way that we're running it now back then with the kids?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. There's no way.
I don't think so either.
There's no way. I mean, honestly, even sometimes now I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so much. Like, maybe I just shouldn't work and I should just take care of the house and do the grocery shopping and do the cleaning and do this and do that.
I would be so sad because I think it's kind of funny, but I, you know, you give me the energy to do what I want to do. And it's like you're always with me or you're here or we're with each other. And if
ish, I mean, you're running around all day. I'm running around all day.
But
we're like going opposite directions,
but we're on the
we're
same,
moving in the same,
we're
direction.
On the same plane all times. I think that's one of the keys is that we're always on the same plane.
Yeah.
There may be a difference in altitude every so often, but at the end of the day, we have our vision, you know, for what we want to do with the organization. And I think that's shared.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be written on the wall. It doesn't have to be plastered everywhere. But that vision's shared between you and I. It's shared with the team, and we all know. But I think we also have our personal vision over where we want to be in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. When or if we ever want to retire. What does that mean for us? Mm-hmm. You know, for most people, it means... You're not working, you're sitting back drinking a margarita on the beach and you're done. But I don't think you and I would ever, I don't think we would ever get to that point.
No.
I think we would love to imagine ourselves at that point. I think we would enjoy being there.
I think it'd be
an hour,
like,
or two.
I was going to say maybe a couple of weeks. Okay, yeah. Now what?
Yeah, it would be like an hour or two. And it's just be like, you know, part of our growth and who we've been is just, and I said this before years ago with you, but I feel like we take a ball, we toss it up in the air and we strike it with a baseball bat or a golf ball. It doesn't really matter. and you hit that golf ball, you hit that baseball as hard as you can hit it, and it may be in the next field over, it may be 300 yards away, it may be 3 years away, it doesn't really matter, but that's where you go.
Yeah.
And we've done that consistently year after year after year, month after month after month, quarter after quarter after quarter. And I think that's been a second key, is that we don't necessarily know 100% what that vision is, meaning like we can't pinpoint a three-year plan and say, we're going to do this. And largely, I have a really tough time with that type of stuff. Me personally, I think in the business world is very important, but me personally, I have a hard time pointing out the right field, knowing exactly where I'm going to be at. All that I know is I want to take that golf ball or that baseball and swing as hard as I can swing and know that I just knocked it out of the park, but I have no idea where it landed. And now my mission is to go find that ball and the tall grass, the weeds, the snakes, the rivers, the ditches, the sand, the pirates, whoever it is, the people, the security guards, the bullies that fight you on the way to go get your damn ball. For me, that's the joy.
Yeah.
But I can't do that without you. I can't do that by myself. And so, but I don't know if all couplepreneurs, if that's what you want to call it.
You said couplepreneurs.
A couplepreneurs.
I like it. New word.
I don't know if they have that in them. I secretly, sometimes they go home at night and they just want to stay apart. They want to go do their own thing and put a face on at work and come home at night and just be apart. And I can't do that with you either.
Yeah.
I get separation anxiety. Like tonight, we grilled out some steaks. Made some things in the kitchen, did her thing, and I'm outside 10 feet away at the grill, and I'm like, I wonder what she's doing in there. So I'm peeking in the window, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we said it before. I'm heading to the hardware store, to Omaha, to see whatever it is, and I get to the end of the driveway, and I call you. What are you doing? It's like the old commercial, you know, what's up? You know,
what's up?
Are you all alone? What's up? What's up? What the? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, Duque, pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
I saw that the other day. It was a... off of the Scream character was on there. It's kind of funny. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, we talk to couples all the time that are like, oh my gosh, I could never work with my spouse. They would drive me crazy all day. And we're the exact opposite. I mean, you have a meeting in Omaha. I have a meeting in Lincoln. We're like, when are we going to see each other again? Knowing it's going to be in a few hours.
Yeah. A few hours, a couple minutes.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Is it really a balancing act? Is it really a balancing act? I think for us, no, it's just an act. There's nothing to balance. It's just life.
Well, yeah, that goes back to the whole, work-life balance thing, which we know how, everybody knows how we feel about that.
Yeah.
But
we
do need a vacation.
We do need a vacation. And and that is coming up. And I've said this to my team, kind of get ready, because I'm checking out.
Yeah.
I'm checking out for at least a week and a half.
I think about that and I'm like, but can we check out for a week?
And the only way we can do it is we're going to get a burner phone and we're going to have one person, maybe two, that know what that number is.
And okay, but that one person that you're talking about...
It won't be that person anymore.
...calls you 52 times a day anyway on an average day.
Yes. Yes.
Is it going to be that person?
No. It can't be. It has to be someone that can protect my time and have my back when I'm gone. And know that unless the entire world's falling apart, unless President Biden needs me, don't call. And that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm going to sit down there and look to see what really happens with us. What can you and I do for a week and a half that doesn't...
You get bored on a Saturday morning, like, what should we do?
I know.
What are we going to go do? So what should like, we do? I'm like, I don't know, maybe we, nothing.
We have to, I mean, it was like last night at 7 o'clock. It's just like, huh, I can migrate a server. So I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning and finished it. And by 6:08, 6:38, whatever it was, most of it was done. Put some final bows and ribbons on it. By 8 a.m., she's done. And I was like, another one down. And so for me, it was just that sense of accomplishment. Like, day in and day out, minute by minute by minute, you're constantly achieving very small micro goals. And like I said on last podcast, you know,
I find reading a book a great goal. I find like going for a walk a great goal.
I hate reading.
It's so good for you.
I hate reading.
It's good for your mind. It's good for
you. I agree with you.
It's so good for you.
But I fall asleep. Like, I can't. I have to yawn now. Like, every time I think about reading, it's just like a cat smelling a pickle. We can't find the video. There's one out there. But wow. I mean, for me, there's no sense of accomplishment with reading, except for finishing the book.
There is absolute accomplishment in reading a book. You learn something, your imagination is sparked, you finish the book.
Okay, granted, a nonfiction book that you actually are learning something. I'm talking reading, like the last book I read, the last real book I read, and my kids think this is funny, was Where the Red Fern Grows. And I was, I think, in eighth grade. That was the last book, I kid you not, this entire world that I read.
Oh my goodness.
And I read it in eighth grade and I hated it. And we had to do a book report on it. Mrs. Norrie's class at Millard Central Junior High School. And that was the last book I ever read. Fiction wow. book.
That Fiction. That makes me sad for you.
No.
Yes, it does.
But I love reading things that...
You read. Like, that's the thing, though. You read. Like, you are on that computer all the time.
I do a tremendous amount of reading.
Something.
But I am reading things that, with the exception of Yahoo News, I am...
Which is a constant.
I am reading things that make me learn and make me go forward.
Well, so am I.
I know you are. You're doing most of that now. I'm talking about pure nonfiction book, you know.
Yeah, but that's entertainment. What's wrong with a little entertainment?
The old books
were
like, they're like that thick with a half naked lady on the front of it with the guy on a hill with the sword. And what series was that back in the
80s? Oh, like, I don't know. Some big love fiction. Because I'm not into that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
No, that's. No.
But I'm into like personal development reading. I'm into.
Totally. That's what I read mostly.
Right. I'm into learning new things, just not reading fiction books. But I think that's what vacation is to me. You know what? That's probably what's going on here.
What?
That's kind of what vacation is. It's like a nonfiction, not reality. Is that why I don't like vacations? Because, you have vacation over here and you have a nonfiction or a fiction book over here. Vacation, not reality. This isn't reality over here.
It's not supposed to be a reality.
I know
it's
that.
It's supposed to take you out of reality.
Then it's just like, what's the purpose?
It's supposed to take you out of reality and refresh and just...
But we have 2 weeks. Say we take a vacation for 2 weeks. And we'll start for 3 hours. But let's just say we take one for 2 weeks. I think the decompression from the last day of quote-unquote work... to the cold turkey of vacation, I think I'm 3.5-4 days into decompressing. And maybe on the fourth and a half, fifth day, I can say, huh, this is kind of nice. But then I kid you not, I might have 4 or 5 days of that, and I'll guarantee you I'll hit day 10, maybe day 9, knowing in 5 days, I got to get back on that saddle. I'll be just like nuts figuring out now what. I mean, I got to prep or be prepared what's going on. What am I going to be into? I mean, I'm just, you know, so it's like you end up having really one day of vacation. Maybe an hour.
You're really helping me to look forward to this moment that we this keep talking moment. About.
I know. We're going to do it. But that's what I say.
He's going to freak. He's going to flip the fuck out.
But that's why I need a burner phone, flip phone, no internet, phone he's number gonna only, be like no an... texting, just a phone. And if I can get that.
His fingers are going to be like.
Well, lucky you.
And I, oh.
You were so addicted to your phone and to your laptop and to all the things again, electronic.
It can't, it's gonna come. You're it gonna. Can't you're go like with an, us.
Oh my gosh, he's just. I can see it already.
It can't go with us. No laptops. You're no gonna phones, get cranky. Nothing.
You're gonna be like.
And that's the downhill slide. It's going through withdrawal. You know what? That's a good business idea.
What?
Maybe as opposed to like a sober living home, we can go to like a vacation prep home for. Working adults, like, the like transition, you start
transition.
Yeah,
home.
You go to like it's almost like rehab, and you're going to transitional housing or traditional methods to start decompressing to kind of get out of this addiction of phones, computer, laptops, whatever it is. And it's a 5-day program. At the end of the 5 days, you go on vacation.
No, we're not doing it.
Charter member even here.
You're gonna need it.
I know. Wouldn't that be horrible?
It's not good.
I know.
Well, guys, I'm looking forward to my vacation.
We're going to go someplace fun. And we're going to go someplace where we can't be reached.
We're going to go someplace where we can relax and just breathe for a minute. Not like...
It'd be like a movie. Like, is it the Tom Cruise movies when he's on vacation on Mission Impossible and all of a sudden this helicopter flies in and it's his three buddies and I can see it now. Like, I'm sitting there on some beach and... Here comes Jason and Phil in a helicopter and some big rocket. And it comes down, shoots up something, a dart right in the ground next to me. And I put on the glasses and I see, oh crap, here we go.
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I don't know. It's a balancing act, though. It is a real big balancing act with couples. I think many of couples have separated over it. Many of couples may have had their personal relationships torn apart. I think they have had their business relationships maybe torn apart, thus impacting both of those worlds. But I think ours gets stronger every day. Every day. Like, I can't imagine living life not doing this without you personally. I can't imagine living life going through this business with you. So, yeah. I don't know. Right or wrong, that's just how I feel.
I think we're doing a pretty good job with it, though. We must be, because we don't, like, want to kill each other. We don't want a divorce. We're not, like, on the brink of losing everything. We're not, like, at each other's throats. Uh-huh. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. So we must be balancing something correctly.
Mm-hmm. She does laundry on command, makes the bed on command.
I do the laundry and make the bed.
We both make the bed every day.
You make the bed a lot.
I make the bed. I'm probably 60, maybe 60% on the bed making.
Fitty.
And the maybe close, yes. And the reason is...
I do all the grocery shopping, though. I can't trust him to grocery shop.
I end up with gummy bears and licorice, so that's how that works.
It's not good.
And the reason is it becomes to the shower ritual in the morning.
It does.
Because if I get up and take a shower and say I'm going to get up first, and I usually do, I usually take a shower first, 60% of the time. I get in the shower, get out, get dressed, do my thing, and by the time I'm getting out, kind of getting dressed, she's going in the shower. Well, now I have time, so I make the damn bed. So I make the bed, get everything ready. By the time she gets out of the shower, bed's made, said goodbye, kiss, and I'm usually heading down to the office or the kitchen or something. And but that's
if we're in a real hurry that morning and I need to get somewhere or I need to get to the office or we're driving the office together, I'll get in the shower first because I can get ready while you're in the shower.
That's right.
It's a girl thing. Got to do the hair, got to do the makeup, all the things. So
bed's always made, though.
I end up making the bed.
Yeah, but the bed's never not made.
No, bed's always made.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's all the same. But we don't fight about it.
No.
Well, so be it. Part two, balancing act. Yeah. We know we're effed up. We know we ain't normal.
That's for sure.
You know, I had this thing, I think I told you the other day, but it's impossible to do, but I would love to auction off our life.
Nobody would want it, honey.
I don't know, man. I think they would.
I don't know.
You auction off and say, listen, we're going to take a step back. You get the house, the acreage, Tampa, the 13 cars and the 5 Ford Focuses.
All the employees, except all the clients,
you get
all the
everything, like everything.
All the dogs.
Everything except for my phone, my keys, and my AirPods. My wallet, I guess, too. Auction everything off to the highest bidder. And they can step into this world. Has to be a husband and wife couple, though.
I don't think we'd have very many bidders, babe.
I don't think so either. Yeah. It'd be kind of fun to do. Maybe that's weird.
A little. That's okay.
All right, everybody. Any couples out there, give me your thoughts, feedback. I don't know. Something to think about.
Something to think about.
We'll catch you guys later, and take care, and have a great week.
Bye.